Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for a very special 3 days, Shabbos followed by 2 days of Shavuos, a wonderful Shabbos, which is a Shabbos, the 49th day of Sfira, which will be Hagdoma to Kabbalah HaTorah. May we be zecha to have a proper Kabbalah HaTorah. I'd like to share with you first a Dvar Halacha and then a Machshava. The Dvar Halacha has to do with the Luchais and the Shivrei Luchais, and it's a Dvar Halacha that comes from a Tshuvas B'Yinsiyan. I mention it to you because over Shabbos and Yontif, if you would like, I'm sure you would, to have some Geshmak in your learning, take out a Tshuvas B'Yinsiyan, Simit Tzadik Zayin, and as I will explain, is a very Geshmak Machlaikas, the Nadi B'Yehuda and the B'Yinsiyan, and I'll give you an extra Maramokim, which will give you a lot of Chias in your learning. The Shaila that they deal with is the following. In Ksuvah and Daf Yotes, the Gemara says that it's also for a person to keep a Sefer Torah She'ene Muga in his possession more than 30 days. Atishkoim Ve'alecha Avla, the Gemara says. So you have a Sefer Torah. That's Apostle Sefer Torah. The Gemara is saying you got to take care of it within 30 days, and it's brought in Yeridaya Simerei She'ene Tes Sifalov. Now what does that mean? If you have a puzzle of Sefer Torah, and let us say you can't get it fixed. If you get it fixed, of course you do that. You're supposed to do it within 30 days. If not, do you keep it in the Aron Kodesh, or are you obligated to bury it? That is the machlokes between the Nadi Yehuda and the Binyan. The Binyan is in Chelek Aleph, Tshuvah Tzadik Zayin. He was asked this question, whether a puzzle of Sefer Torah should be kept in the Aron or buried. And he begins by quoting the Nadi Yehuda. Nadi Yehuda, who of course lived earlier, writes in the Tshuva that there are two reasons why Apostle Sefer Torah must be buried. Number one, as I mentioned from the Gemara says, don't keep a Sefer Torah Sheinei Muga al tishkoin bi'alecha havla. Don't keep something improper in your house. It may lead to a person using it. And number two, he says, an Aron Kodesh is made for Kosher Sefer Torah, not made for Pasul Sefer Torah. He brings that, the Yehuda brings that those who disagreed with him said, what? Luchais Rishivrei Ochu, Luchais Menachem Baron. In the Aron, which was made for Luchais, we see broken Luchais, which is the equivalent of a Pasul Sefer Torah, were placed there. Now, Yehuda says it's not a Raya. Not a Raya. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, make an Aron for the Luchas and Shivrei Luchas. It's not a proof. An Aron Kodesh, which is made for Kosher Sefer Torah, should not have Pasul Sefer Torah. And therefore, he holds that a Pasul Sefer Torah must be buried. And what are we afraid of? We're afraid somebody will lame from the Sefer Torah by mistake. The Binyan Sion disagrees. He says that it's not so. That burying is an option. If you want, you could keep it in the Aron Kodesh. Altishkoin v'alecha havla. He says, no, that's not my Sefer Torah. There's mistakes in it. There's the wrong word where a person could learn something incorrectly from the Sefer Torah. But if it's possible because there's a break in the icy ice or because some of the letters are popping off or because there's a rip in the Sefer Torah, any of these psulim, that's not havla. You're allowed to keep Apostle Sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh. The Raya regarding the Aron is from the Luchais V'Shivrei Luchais Menachos Baron. It's taka true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said do it. But we learn from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us. Since Hashem said it's not a bezayin for the Luchais to be together with Shivrei Luchais, it's not a bezayin for an Aron of a Sefer Torah to have Apostle Sefer Torah as well. And therefore, he argues with the Nadi B'Yehuda. So we have here a very lamaisa dispute, whether Sulei Sefer Torah should be kept in an Aron Kodesh or buried. And by extension, they're arguing if the Shivrei Luchas in the Aron is something from which we do learn, as the B'Yinsiyan holds, or we do not learn, as the Nadi B'Yehuda holds. What makes this all very geshmak is the Pischei Tshuva, at the beginning of Reish Ayin Tes, who has a geshmaka arichus on the question of somebody who has apostle Sefer Torah and Aron Kodesh, and with time forgot which is apostle or one. Maybe they danced with it on Simchas Torah. And now he's got 6 or 8 Sfarim. One is apostle, but you don't know which one. It's hard to find himself. What do you do now? You want to have some geschmack? Learn the Pesachei Tshuva in the beginning of Simin Reish Ayin Tes of Yeridaya. And so that is my Dvar Halacha for Erev Yontov. Let's move on to an Inyan of Machshava. Rav Moshe has a tremendous insight into Zman Matan Teresen. Rav Moshe asks, what's Zman Matan Teresen? A Torah is given piece by piece for a very long time. The Rambam, the beginning of Perek Tes of Hilchus Talmud Torah, says, I'm sorry, the beginning of Hilchus Yisoidei HaTorah, he says that the Torah was given originally 6 mitzvahs to Adam, a 7th mitzvah to Noach, and then Gidon Nosha was given to Klal Yisrael, and then Shachris Mechamar of Davening was given by the Avos, and even the Amram taught certain halachas, new mitzvahs to Klal Yisrael, and then at Mora there were more mitzvahs, and I skipped the Mitzrayim, a dozen mitzvahs were given relating to Korban Pesach, and the mitzvah of the Chag of Pesach. A lot of mitzvahs are given earlier. Why is it called Zman Matan Teresenu? Maybe it's Gemar Matan Teresenu, the finishing of Matan, but it's not Matan Teresenu. So Rav Moshe gives an extraordinary insight into this. He says, before we stood at Sinai, many mitzvahs are given. But these mitzvahs are given to deal with logically, in a logical way. They were explained to Adam and explained to Noach. They were explained at Mara. They were explained to Mitzrayim. And Klal Yisrael understood to be Mekabel, Ba'ifin Sichli. Matan Teresenu is something else. Matan Teresenu is a moment where the Jewish people together accept all the mitzvahs of the Torah as a tzivui gomer, an absolute command, without rationalizing that it's okay sometimes to skip, it's okay sometimes to violate, an absolute Kabbalah. Matan Torah, Chazal say, Chochma begayim tamin, Torah begayim al tamin. Now, there's wisdom among the nations, we believe it. Torah by the goyim not, meaning to say, even the wisdom of doing things, of behaving in a proper, in a moral way, that's also found by the goyim of the world, the nations of the world. All the nations of the world forbid murder and robbery. However, they do it ba'ifin sichli, in a logical way. If one day they wake up and it's logical to say that certain areas of znus, certain areas are acceptable, bang, they change it. The Jewish people accepted the Torah, Torah Misinai. Torah Misinai means a Torah that's a God-given Torah. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, says Rav Moshe. Without Emuna, you're missing the Chachma. It's Chachma Bagayim Tamin. It's not the Chachma HaTorah. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. To have the Chachma of Torah, that's Yiras Hashem. Rav Moshe explains that that's why when Talmai ordered the writing, the translating of Torah through the 72 Chachmei Yisrael, it was a tragedy because he wanted to take the Torah as a logical set of rules, as a logical set of rules. No, no, no. That's not Torah. Say no Akadaisha. The Torah comes with Messiah, with the Messiah that we have. And Rav Moshe is, and this is something I had heard him say on more than one occasion, what happened to all the Gerim? What happened to all those that were the Talmidim in the Yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever? Or the Gerim of Avraham and Sarah? Zogt Rav Moshe, when you have a Torah that's based on human logic, on human rationale, on human acceptance, if it all depends on your accepting it, bang, it's going to disappear. It's not going to stay. The chinuch, there's no chinuch. Your child says, I know better than you. Which child doesn't say he knows better than you? But, when we accept that the Torah is from Sinai. Now, of course, the Torah from Sinai is given to us to understand, to work with in a machshavadik way. But we understand Torah from Sinai, then that's Kabbalah Satayr. And as we come to Chag HaShavuos, the man Matan Teresenu, the time that Klal Yisrael accepted Torah, Teresenu HaKadosha, and that did not happen at Mara, did not happen in Mitzrayim, didn't even happen by the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. That happened at Sinai. Says Ramesha, that answers another kasha. The nations of the world didn't want to accept the Torah because they said, Ritzicha, we don't want it. Geneva, we don't want it. So everybody asks, what do you mean? They're commanded in the Isser of not murdering from the Sheva Mitzvahs. They're commanded not to steal, but not to do znos from the Sheva Mitzvahs. Why is that a reason to reject the Torah? The answer is yes, they, of course, they know not to steal, rob, or commit adultery. But they do it by sichli, based on their logic. And they rationalize under certain conditions as good, then they do it. Teresenu Akdaisha, Matan Torah and Har Sinai. No, Har Sinai is an unconditional acceptance of the rules of Teresenu Akdaisha. We say, as Rosh Schwab says, Klal Yisrael has an Akeda Sadas. Avraham Avinu had an Akeda. We had to sacrifice his son. We all have an Akeda Sadas. We give over our Das, our understanding, to Teresenu Akdaisha. We mishabed ourselves to Teresenu HaKadosha, and we do it in a way that, amazing, Klal Yisrael says we accept. And now we want to understand. It's not like after we accept, we don't think. Amazing, Klal Yisrael wants both, to do both together. Teresenu HaKadosha. And with that, I want to wish everybody appropriate Kabbalah Satayra, proper Kabbalah Satayra. A Kabbalah Satayra that involves a little bit of Mesiras Nefesh, just pushing yourself a little bit to learn. Leil Shavuos, Yom Shavuos, on Shabbos, Erev Shavuos, on Thursday night, which is the Mishmah before Shavuos, push yourself a little bit. Don't be afraid to push yourself. That's what we have to do. We have to push and push, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will push on our behalf. Yom Yitzhah Shem, we makabel the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give Klal Yisrael all the brachas that it needs. An absolutely wonderful, delightful Chag Kabbalah Teresenu HaKadosha.